from the Asian Wall Street Journal.
I'm not saying that I'm a visionary or anything, but during 2005, for once, I feel I might have been right more times than I've been wrong. Take Yahoo, for example. It has been on a buying spree, and while there's no concrete evidence that my thoughts are being passed around the boardroom, the company seems to like what I like. Earlier this month, for example, it bought something called Delicious, which lets you share your favorite internet websites with others online. This on top of buying Flickr, F-L-I-C-K-R, a photo sharing and tagging service that I got excited about a year ago. There are half a dozen other bits and pieces I've been raving about the past year, and they've all been snapped up by Yahoo or one of the other big players. And before you think I'm blowing my own trumpet a little hard here, I'll readily admit that I was late to most of these cool tools. Lots of other people were raving about them, and I'm sure Yahoo had its eye on all of them before a lowly columnist like me spotted them. But it shows that we might have guessed in advance what the likes of Yahoo would buy, and that has some lessons to teach us about the coming year. A lot of these purchases are part of a new big bucks battle brewing on the internet. The main players, Microsoft, AOL, Google, and Yahoo, are fighting for your attention. They are snapping up companies and ideas that they hope will give them an edge in winning the loyalty of your eyeballs. They are willing to pay for your attention, knowing that in the long run, it's going to be worth a lot to them in advertising dollars. So far, so dot-com boom. But this time around, I think it's a bit different. These are seriously useful tools, not just gimmicks. They have been tested extensively by passionate users who have actually developed their own tools to boost the product's popularity. Others are just really good products that can only benefit from being wrapped into something bigger. All of this helps lift Yahoo's game against its rivals, which means we should see the other three big players waving their checkbooks around in an attempt to snap up more useful stuff of their own. In the coming year, I predict that they will increasingly turn their attention to tools that focus on raw text. How to find it, how to save it, and how to turn it into something useful. Like programs that capture text and clean it of unwanted gunk, so it doesn't sport odd formatting and hieroglyphics when you copy it from one place to another. Another time-saving device would be tools that let you launch programs, open documents, or look up stuff on the internet via simple text commands that you define yourself, and then just type anywhere on the screen you happen to be. These are great for people who don't like mice or hate hunting around for files, programs, and commands in thickets of sub-menus. And what about Outliners, a sort of database that organizes free-form information for you? Great for dumping lots of stuff you want to keep in one place, but don't want to spend a lot of time fiddling around with. All simple stuff, but these programs have saved me hours of my life. And I promise that if at least one of these kind of programs doesn't get bought up by a big fish this year, I'll come around and make you breakfast. This is Jeremy Wagstaff for the BBC's World Business Report.